With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump got a hero's welcome on day one of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Mr. Trump is now the GOP's 2024 standard bearer, and he's chosen Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio as his running mate.
GOP delegates cheered as Senator Vance entered the convention hall where he was formally nominated.
J.D. is a living embodiment of the American dream.
Vance made headlines after Saturday's shooting at the Trump rally when he accused the Biden campaign's rhetoric of leading directly to the attempted assassination. Trump officials believe Vance could boost the ticket in western Pennsylvania, which neighbors his home state of Ohio. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Teamsters President Sean O'Brien says it was an honor to be the first Teamster in the union's 121-year history to address the GOP National Convention. Yesterday, it was the economy. Today, security is the focus for the Republicans.
Make America safe again is the theme today, and Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson told the crowd on Monday, Democrat policies have left the country less safe at home and abroad.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
Conservative firebrand Marjorie Taylor Greene told the crowd President Biden's open border policy has made America less safe and led to the nation's worst ever drug crisis.
SRN News correspondent Bob Agnew in Milwaukee. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden Justice Department has authorized an appeal of a federal judge's ruling. It tosses out, on constitutional grounds, the Trump classified documents case. Watching Wall Street, stock futures are mixed this morning. The Dow futures down 14 points, NASDAQ futures 43 points higher, and the S&P futures are up 8 points. This is SRN News. An atheist group takes on a Missouri politician.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is outraged over State Senator Rick Bratton's decision to hold a worship service inside his private office at the Capitol in Jefferson City. The prominent atheist organization claims that Bratton has violated the so-called separation of church and state and is offending atheists who might live in his district. Bratton says, quote, "In my office, we keep God first, which allows us to put people first." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in France say the spire of a medieval cathedral in Rouen did not suffer major damage from a fire that broke out recently. The church, a major landmark in northern France that was under renovation, has been reopened. Witnesses in Rouen's were jittery since the memory of Paris's Notre Dame blaze is still etched in the national consciousness. It caught fire 5 years ago, also while under renovation. This is SRN News. Keeping parents out of the loop.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law barring school districts from passing policies requiring local schools to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identification. The law bans rules requiring school staff to disclose a student's gender identity or sexual orientation to any other person without the child's permission. Proponents of the legislation say it will help protect LGBTQ students who live in unwelcoming households. But opponents say it will hinder schools' ability to be more transparent with parents. Keith Peters reporting.
Residents of about 200 homes in a small rural community on the Hawaiian island of Kauai have been evacuated as a windswept wildfire rages. Firefighters are trying to stop the blaze from spreading by dropping water from the air. Fire officials say it has so far burned roughly 1.5 square miles. More details at SRNNews.com.